This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another No Nay Never Fantasy Premier League update. It's not very often that I get to come in and do these, but I was free tonight and I decided to gatecrash Adam's party and give him a little bit of a break from hosting duties, especially as we have this evening a very special guest. Jimmy the Claret is on, who is an absolute genius when it comes to FPL, has got a very chunky 8K following on Twitter about his FPL musings, and he has agreed to join us to give us some strategy talk. So for those of you who are watching this episode on YouTube, he is an audio guest, I'm afraid, hence why you can only see Adam and I. So we're not just teasing you with imaginary guests. He is here, I do assure you. Jimmy, Adam, welcome to the show and thank you very much for joining us.
Always love being on talking about FPL. Gives a nice distraction from the league season at the moment anyway.
Yeah, but
the real star of the show's Jimmy. He's the main man on Claret's FPL Twitter. So I'll hand it over to him to introduce himself.
Yeah, welcome Jimmy. Hey. It's really nice to have you.
Oh, thank you. Very happy to be here. And I'll definitely take FPL Genius on a business card if you're handing them out. That's grand.
Listen, I am the absolute master of bigging up our guests. It's the way that I get them to keep coming back, especially as this is a community podcast and I don't pay people. So I don't even pay myself. So yeah, I'd like to just shower you with praise. So your fee for this evening is praise. You can now be a genius. Before we kick off, we're going to cover a few things in this FPL episode. Adam's going to give us all the lowdown on what's happening in the Known and Ever League. I believe we've got December and January to catch up on. Unbelievably, we are in another game month. It's February already, which also means that we have Manager of the Month to hand out for December and January. And Known and Ever stickers, Adam. People love the stickers.
Yeah, so I'll start with December. Is that working?
It's working. We've got you, don't you worry.
December top five. So we've got Jens Turfin in fifth place with 427 points. Martin Palmer in fourth with 429. Jake Edwards in third with 438. And then joint winners, Christopher Swarbrick and Alex James. So we'll actually be handing out three stickers if they get in touch. Both scoring 440 points and getting the December award. So well done to both of those.
Stop giving out my stickers are very sought after, Adam, and I keep giving out my stickers willy-nilly. Tell you, raining stickers. Okay,
to January. Then on to January. So we've got in fifth place Andrew Smith, who's having a very good season. You can tell the difference with the points. I think there are only two game weeks in January with all the FA Cups and the winter break and everything. With 152 points, Craig Smith in fourth with 153 points, joint second, Dec Clark, another regular name that we call out, and Kyle Williamson, joint second with 155 points, and leading the way, Rob Greenwood. Get in touch via the usual channels to get your sticker. And just while I'm on, I just thought I'd give a very quick and very early February Manager of the Month update, because something extraordinary is happening. So if you can see that on the screen, there's an unfamiliar name in the top five.
Hey!
So that's why she's on the podcast, really. She's here to give out the real
I'm gonna give myself give it my real prize myself. No, I don't think I've ever been anywhere near that. That's incredible.
No, I think Dave, someone better warn Dave, because I think he'll be a bit shocked.
I'll tell him on Thursday.
Five as it stands at the moment. Chris Stanwyth leading the way on 92. And yeah, our very own Natalie in fifth place out of over 400 players with 81 points so far. Just a quick update on the overall standings, because we've got someone very high up. Jake Edwards on 1,440 points is 3,000th out of over 11 million players overall, and he's still got all of his remaining chips left. Wild card, triple captain, bench boost and free hit. So he's in a very, very good position at the moment. So, yeah, best of luck, Jake. Bit suspicious, bit dodgy that Andy Bick is second and third.
Yeah, hang on a minute. So this is multi-accounting going on here. Yeah, do we not have a rule that you can only have one? Yeah.
No, there is a rule. I think if he wins anything, he'll be in a bit of trouble. But unless it's just two Andy Bicks, you never know. Because there are two Tom Whittakers as Burnley fans that we found out before.
Which Tom nearly had a very unhappy swearing session about that. It's like, there's only one Tom Whittaker. There's only one Tom Whittaker. Shout out for fifth place, by the way, who happens to be a very close friend of mine. So there you go.
Well done, Paul Haycock.
Yes.
And then the next thing I'm just going to mention before I let Jimmy take over is just a bit of an update on where we're at with the fixture scheduling, because it's now where it starts to get a bit more complicated. So we've got a normal week this weekend, but then game week 25, we've got four teams with a double game week. So Man City and Liverpool are the standouts, with Chelsea and Brentford at home for City and Brentford away and Luton at home for Liverpool. But just be aware that Liverpool and Luton also blank the week after because of the Carabao Cup final.
That's what blank means. I saw that in my script and I said to Jimmy when we started, I was like, what the heck does upcoming blank schedule mean? I was like, I thought I was starting to understand the FBL stuff. I still don't get the magic beans, but yeah, I was like, a blank week, so I get that now. So they've got league games in an entire game week.
Game week.
Does that happen very often at this stage of the season?
Just when at this stage it starts to get there, just with the cup. The FA Cup gets to the latter stages and the Carabao Cup final, that's always the first one. And then just to mention, Luton and Bournemouth will probably have their game rearranged. They got called off halfway through earlier in the season, potentially in game week 28. So just one to watch out for. And then all the red flags in game week 29 there that you can see, or we'll tweet out if you're listening on the podcast, are potential blank game weeks for, I think it's FA Cup quarterfinal. Weekend clashes with game week 29, so there might only be four or five fixtures. Just a quick credit to Ben Krellin, who does all this crazy spreadsheet work, and is a real good person to follow on Twitter if you don't do already, because he keeps you up to speed with all the scheduling. If you are a Fantasy Premier League geek like myself and probably Jimmy, I think I've done enough talk.
One of us.
Well, it was. It's taken him three seasons, Jimmy, but he's finally hooked me in. See, the mere thought of it is making me choke. Excellent stuff. Do we have anything else in the world of None and Ever FPL to update on before we hand over to Jimmy?
No, I don't think so. I think it's all the remaining of the season strategy now with the main man.
Jimmy, excellent. Well, we're asking you this week, Jimmy, for chip strategy advice, particularly when to use triple captain and when to use free hits and wildcards. So do you want to just kick us off and we'll literally give you the floor to give our listeners your strategy advice, please?
100%. So this is kind of the business end of the season. You've got all those blanks, you've got all those doubles, and a lot of people have saved up their chips for this time of the year. But if you've only got one or two floating around, I'm sure we'll make some use of that as well. At the end of the day, your chips are like your nitrous boost for your FPL team. You've got loads of opportunities to get more points and to rearrange your squad to kind of take advantage of what's coming up. So the main ones for this part of the season are going to be that wild card. You get two a season. You play your first one before around Christmas time, second one in the second half of the season. So a lot of people have a wild card. You've got your free hit, where you get to rearrange your team just for 1 week only. You get your bench boost, where all your bench players score points for a change. And then your triple captain, where 2 + 2 = 4. When we've got all these doubles and blanks, it's a good time to either to try and take advantage or to make sure that you're not falling too far behind, depending on whether you're like a defensive player, an aggressive player, or like me, a reckless player, and you just do something for the crack.
Or a forgetful player in my case, when I leave my team for 3 weeks and go, oops.
You need the post-it note chip, which you put by your screen to remind you of the deadline.
I have Dave Statman Roberts. So that's my prompt when we record the preview show on a Thursday night. When we finish, he always says, Natalie, go and do your FPL team. Go, okay. So there you go. He's my
personal personal poster, even better. So as we saw on the screen, weeks to look out for, and then a couple even past the end of the graphic, which will be really important for chips. Game week 25, game week 26. Coming up really soon. Some people have one or two transfers. Some people, not so much. So a little bit of planning is helpful. As you can see, there's four teams that are doubling in game week 25. The ones that are and the most important that people have an eye out for, Liverpool, Manchester City. Maybe use a chip there. Game week 26, a couple of teams blanking, Liverpool, Luton, Spurs, Chelsea. Maybe use a chip there, but there might be a better chance for it later on. Game week 29, big, big blank game week. We know for sure that it will be Spurs and Fulham playing, Brentford and Burnley, and probably Luton and Forest, as Forest would have to beat Bristol and Man United for that to be cancelled, so there's a good chance. And either Arsenal versus Chelsea or West Ham versus Villa, one of them have to be in, because Villa and Chelsea are playing each other in the FA Cup replay. So one of them's got to be playing. And we think it'll probably be Arsenal-Chelsea because you give Villa home advantage for kicking Chelsea out. But that's a bit up in the air. The good news about game week 29 is we're going to know pretty much for sure before the game week 27 deadline. So you'll get three transfers and maybe a hit or two to manoeuvre yourself. So you've got a little bit of breathing room there, but still a lot of teams not playing. If we zoom through for the rest of the season, game week 34 looks like a big, big double. Any of the Premier League teams who are still in the semis of the FA Cup, they're likely to play in the midweek of that game week. So they're not going to miss the game week and have a blank. They just have a normal single one for playing in the midweek. So we're not going to have any blanks in that week, but a few doubles. Most likely one, or the most likely teams, I guess, Chelsea, Brighton, Wolves, Bournemouth, Everton, Palace, Sheffield United, Dublin. Now, if you've got the table etched in the back of your mind, and I wouldn't forgive any Clarets for repressing the table at this point in the season.
There is no table this season.
Well, that's pretty much everyone else who's in the bottom half. So they're not exactly teams that I'd want to steam into, but they do double. And then there's going to be a big, 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 big double for game week 37. Likely Man City, Liverpool, Villa, Spurs, Man United, Newcastle, West Ham, Fulham, Bournemouth and Luton. So that's kind of the layout of the blanks and the doubles and who's doing what. In terms of chips, that depends on, are you an aggressive manager? Are you a defensive manager?
What's the difference? What would you consider to be both? Because this is new to me.
I think if you're aggressive, you try and make the most of slightly more risky opportunities that are coming up. If you're defensive, you're trying to cover yourself for potential losses. So, for example, if you captained Haaland this week, that's a defensive move because loads of people own him. He's just come back from injury. Same. Yeah, me too.
And I benched him.
That's quite an aggressive move. If you captained Watkins, that's more of an aggressive move because
I also captained Watkins. Yeah, I benched Haaland and captained Watkins. I never ever would have considered myself an aggressive FPL manager.
No, they never work out. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I think, I don't know your opinion on this, Jimmy, but I'm always one that tends to play the free hit in a blank game week, which probably doesn't have as big an upside and probably would be seen as negative. And then don't really think about planning for it. Whereas I know a lot of the more aggressive managers would save the free hit, only play with six or seven players in that blank game week, and then use the free hit for when it's a really big double game week at the end of the season. What are your preferences? Looking at this and the way it's going to shape up, would you be looking to free hit in 29 when there's all those blanks? Or would you be trying to work towards it a bit and then save that free hit chip for one of those big double game weeks that you mentioned at the end of the season?
Yeah, normally that'd be my plan, and that's been my plan for most of the last few years. Just steam into those doubles, get the best couple, two or three players from each of the teams, really try and chase that upside. But if you look at game week 34, the teams that are doubling, Chelsea, Brighton, Wolves, Bournemouth, Everton, Palace, Sheffield United. Could you name me two or three players from each of those teams that you would want to use a free hit on? I'm kind of struggling a little bit.
Yeah,
but if you look at game week 29, if you've got a full team of the best three players from each of those teams that are playing, you're much more likely to make gains on a team that has, let's say, six. Whereas I reckon, if you look at some of the single game week players for game week 34, you know, your Man Cities and your Liverpools, they could easily outscore a Sheffield United player who's got two games, right? So I think this season, the aggressive move, or the front foot move, is actually to go all in on some of your Spurs, or even, you know, a couple of Brentford players, as, you know, as many Hail Marys as I'm going to have to say for that later.
What about triple captain this year? Because it's a bit of a tricky one where Haaland and Salah not been fully fit and firing at the moment when they both got the good double game weeks coming up. Which is that one that you might save until later on, given the lack of minutes for them in the last few weeks?
For me, I'm going straight in with game week 25 because Haaland has two home games. Anytime he plays at home, he's a very good option to captain anyway, to play home twice. We tend to know that if he's fit, he plays, and he'll definitely want to be getting the minutes back in his legs and getting up to that goal-scoring record again. So I'm not going to overthink it. There's a chance that Bournemouth get a double in, I think, game week 28 or so. Do my maths again. And they'd have two very, very nice fixtures. I think it'd be Luton and Sheffield. Off the top of my head, but they've got a really nice option. So you could even, if you want to go absolutely rogue, triple captain Dominic Solanke. You'd have to have a very big sofa to hide behind, but it's an option.
That sounds like a Natalie Bromley move to me.
Well, my front two at the moment is Solanke and Watkins. So, you know, you jest, but they're doing all right. They're doing all right for me.
I've got your number on that. The problem with waiting right to the end of the season, especially this game week 37, is we just don't know who's going to have something to play for.
Yeah.
Or who's going to have so much European matches or cup matches to play for that they get rested in a league or da-da-da. So for me, I'm going to take the bird in the hand rather than the two in the bush. And to be honest, when the bird in the hand is two home games for the league's most prolific scorer, I'm not going to lose any sleep over that one.
Just going back to that point though, when we were talking about when to use your free hit and things like that. I was listening to what you were saying when we had the graphic on the screen about the blank weeks and having to maybe use your free hit then. And you said about you've got 3 weeks notice so you can start doing your transfers then. But does that not leave you with a problem in getting them back out again because you've made all those transfers when you're stuck with a side that is then not going to perform for 3 weeks after that because you've got all the crap players in there?
You know, it's as if we planned this.
Set
because
up personally.
where I'm thinking maybe of wildcarding is game week 30 or 31. So you could dead-end your team with a bunch of junk going into game week 29,
and then
hit your wild card in either one of those two. Because there's a few players, put my teeth back in, there's a few teams that have fixture swings, Man City, Everton, Chelsea, if they play in game week 29. And then the other side, you know, Spurs go into a tough run, Villa, if they play in 29, go into a tough run. So you might want to shake your squad up a little bit around that fixture swing. The other thing to keep an eye on, the only team that's projected to have a double-double is Bournemouth. Whereas you may or may not want too many of them kind of front-loaded in, but you might want them for that double-double in the kind of, what's the word, the run-in of the season. That's what I'm thinking.
Good stuff. You see, Adam, it's like I'm a sponge this season.
It was perfect.
Honestly. It's why they pay me the big bucks, which in None and Ever World is... stickers. Anyway,
well, you get the big stickers.
That's why I get the big posh stickers that are all spongy. You guys just get the nice darker ones though, but they are I get the posh stickers because of that reason. Anyway, moving on. Anything else to add to that, Jimmy?
The other thing's opportunity cost. What do you lose by
opportunity cost?
Opportunity cost, yeah. You only get so many transfers, you only have so many chips. So it's one thing to think what's the decision you have made. It's the other thing to think, what's the decisions you cut yourself off from making? So let's say, for sake of argument, you're not going to free hit in game week 29. You're going to plan your way up to it, which is fine, completely legit. But you're going to spend most of game weeks 26 to 34 navigating in and out of a blank game week team and ignoring a lot of City, a lot of Liverpool, maybe some Villa, depending on where the rest of the fixtures fall, maybe some Spurs. Whereas if you're going to free hit, you play Spurs, what am I on about? If you're going to free hit in that week, you can load up with City, Liverpool for those good weeks before and after, knowing that you don't have to stress about that 1 week.
Yeah.
So are you going to, and even building up to game week 34, like, are you really going to want to spend your wild card and spend your transfers building in your double Wolves and your double Evertons and, you know, triple Palace and ignore those ones who have a single game week? That's an opportunity that you're going to have to pass up on. And it's not really for me.
Okay. Interesting stuff. Moving on then, I guess a question that we get a lot, particularly from players who are new to the game, who maybe don't have a lot of time to invest to the level that clearly you guys do and I do sometimes, and I remember. What teams and players should they be? They're looking for an easy win. So what players should they be targeting, or what teams should they be targeting, just generally speaking?
Beyond your City Liverpools?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's worth noting that Brentford play every week till the end of the season. So if you want some absolute reliables to fill out your bench, you know, just set and forget, you don't have to worry about them. But get Tony. He's scored in, I think, both of his previous matches since returning. You know, Mbeumo is cheap enough mid. Who was it that scored tonight? Flecken. Morpay scored, Flecken assisted. So they're going to be reasonably reliable. Bournemouth have that double-double. So if you're looking on the other side of game week 29, you could easily get Solanke and load up on a couple of other midfielders. The good thing about Solanke is that there's not too many forwards who are putting their hands up at the minute, whereas there's loads and loads of mids. So maybe looking at which teams are forwards that you'd like, oh, I don't know, Tony and Solanke. And then you just stick Haaland there and you're set, maybe. You don't have to stress about it. And you can just focus all your attention on the mids. I'd say don't overlook Spurs, as long as you've got a way of navigating game week 26. Yeah. Madison has come back and seems to have hit the ground running. comparatively low owned because people just aren't thinking about Spurs right now. I'm looking to run away from Chelsea, maybe into Jota, and just bench him for game week 26, free hit game week 29, not have to worry about it.
Excellent. Okay, looking forward then the rest of the season. Any other general hints or tips that you can give our managers?
My approach in general is to look as much at the club and the state of the club as to look at the tactics and what's going on at the pitch. So, for example, I said about running away from Chelsea. That is not a happy club right now.
No.
And whatever happens with Pochettino, it's not a club that you'd want to hang your hat on and go all in on. Even cheap options like Cole Palmer, I'm thinking move away from him, put Jota in, because I just can't trust when that self-destruct button's going to hit. Whereas Liverpool, a lot of feel-good with Klopp's announcement, a lot of passion. You know, they're going to want to run through a brick wall for that guy. So I look at what's happening off the field as much as on it.
So the only Chelsea player that you want at the moment is Fofana, yeah?
Well, that is an interesting question, actually. And I guess I think I probably know the answer to this question, but are there, in any universes, any Burnley players that our managers should be considering putting in their teams? Even I don't have a Burnley player in my team.
I don't at the moment.
No, shocker. Another shocking news. Gone are the days that you could rely on Ben Mee as one of your defenders. Ben Mee headers.
Oh, don't.
I do have Torquay in mind. I have Torquay on my bench just because he tends to pop up with assist every now and again or a header.
I'm getting the Titanic music playing in my head. Stop it. This is too emotional. But if you need a forward option, if we pull our act together, Fofana or Foster is not the worst idea in the world with our fixtures after game week 26.
I was going to say, maybe not for the next 2 ones.
We might still score.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yeah, not for the next 2 weeks. Excellent stuff. Well, I'm going to wrap that up there. Is there anything that either of you want to add other than, I think, our usual signing off, which we'll do in a second, but is there anything else that you want to add just to finish us off, or shall we leave it there?
With everything there, to be honest. Great guest.
Excellent. Really amazing excited. Guest. Yeah. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us. Tell our listeners, please, how they can connect with you if they want to interact with you more on FPL or general Burnley things, please.
I'm on Twitter, at ClaretFPL. Talking utter rubbish, except for Burnley, in which case I'm a goldmine.
If anybody, listen, the people who listen to this podcast tend to follow me, so they are very, very aware of people talking rubbish about Burnley on Twitter, believe me. Thank you so much, Jimmy. We really, really appreciate you coming on and sharing your pearls of wisdom. Do please connect with Jimmy if you want to. We are one big, happy, none and ever family. Adam, thank you again. You are our resident FPL expert, and we will see you next month for a February update and see how we're getting along. That is all we've got time for, listeners. Do check out our analysis show, which has also gone live yesterday, where we discuss the reaction to that disappointing draw at home to Fulham at the weekend and what's left for the Clarets this season. Is it simply a case of just getting to the end of it in one piece? We'll be back on Friday with the preview show, looking ahead to that daunting trip at Liverpool. I've been Natalie Bromley. This has been the FPL show, brought to you by the None and Ever podcast. Until next time. The None and Ever podcast is brought to you in association with the TalkSport Fan Network. Our host and editor is Natalie Bromley, and the show is produced by Matt Moss. Our resident statistician is Dave Roberts, and our FPL expert is Adam Dennett. The analysis show team is collectively Tom Whittaker, Rich Steele, George Poole, Charlotte Rigby, and Adam Dennett. Our music is provided by George Gaskell, and our newsletter team is headed up by Jamie Smith. If you don't already, you can subscribe to our newsletter by visiting noneandever.substack.com. Thanks as ever go to our partners, TalkSport. We are proud to be associated with the TalkSport Fan Network.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.